Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I think we need to flip the focus back here on the Rockets for a second, because that was a moral victory.
Talk about that resting beef face.
We'll get to that also. It's just top of the hour. We kind of need a reset. The Rockets had a legitimate moral victory yesterday. It was a cover, so it was a. They did win in a sense. It covers the number. They lost straight up. They had a lead at halftime in Phoenix.
They had a lead in the fourth quarter
against the best team in basketball.
Yeah,
they had a lead in the fourth quarter, led by 8 at half. Led in the fourth quarter. Although they got outscored in the third quarter. They got outscored in the fourth quarter badly. Not badly, but badly enough.
Yeah,
I mean they only lost by 3.
They lost by 9 in the fourth.
Yeah, they lost the game by 3, but they had a shot.
Had a 6-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet. And listen, Jalen Green looked pretty damn good. Jalen Green getting the ball. Well, he was 4, not in the second half. He was 4 of 8, one for four in the second half. 4 of 8 in the first half. But Schroeder definitely made a difference. Well,
Dennis Schroeder was the story of the game.
Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder just stepped right on the court and immediately played great. I think he and Şengün are the real stories of the game, but. Şengün playing for Christian Wood was out. Şengün played and ended up with, was it 21 points, 14 boards? I can't remember how many Şengün ended up hitting. He had 14 boards yesterday and just 28 minutes of work. But the thing was, he really, really looked like he belonged against one of the more effective centers in basketball in Ayton. You had Green, as you mentioned, had a really good first half. The thing with Green is, he's a terrific finisher.
Did you see the alley-oop from Schroeder to Green?
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
It was great. The exciting part to me is that, you know, I've been a fan of getting rid of Kevin Porter Jr. I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I don't believe that long-term you're going to get value from him.
Are you worried, though, that he and Green are such good friends that maybe Green will somewhat be soured?
I mean, I do, just because this is an emotional time with emotional athletes, and if you hurt someone's feelings, then immediately they're on.
Will he quit?
Jalen Green's already been on social media posting stuff previously. So, yeah, when Kevin Porter Jr. was out previously and suspended. So, yeah, do I worry that Jalen Green is team Instagram and may start posting rap lyrics?
What if he posts a rap lyric?
You always have to worry about that. You have, who was it that we just had on the other day that said you have to trust when players start? Oh, it was it wasn't Travis. Who do we have that said when players start posting stuff in social
Cameron
media?
Cameron Cox.
Yeah, Cameron Cox said that. Who was a former intern of ours, who is a sports anchor now in Arizona, said, look, this is a different younger generation. When they start moving around on social media, posting stuff, do you better pay attention, because there's some stuff that's going to jump off. And
I
actually do worry about that, but I also worry about the long-term viability of winning if you keep Porter Jr. in the locker room. I don't think Porter Jr. is going to be a winner. I think he'll always be a flash player who does not have the personality. I think he's too impulsive. Now, I'm not saying Schroeder's this.
Schroeder's been a very effective NBA player for a while.
Schroeder's been with some dudes.
Yeah.
He's seen what it looks like. So I just saw what I believe to be another choice, an option B.
Well,
as opposed to Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen, I saw another option.
Yeah. There's so much to basketball of getting the guy with the ball in his hands, getting it to the right guys, creating offense, making great decisions, not throwing the ball. There's so many. And Kevin Porter Jr., I don't know that we've seen that. We'll see. I'm not giving up on them one Schroeder game, but they sure did look good last night, boy. Holy crap. Did you see what Kevin Garnett said, speaking of all of that stuff? Kevin Garnett was on Robert.
That's a guy we almost never hear from.
Robert Buchanan and Ballsack Sports. He had this quote. Everybody's just running from the grind nowadays, teaming up with each other. Back in my day, we did it the hard way. You can't win alone. If you can't win alone, you're considered a bum, period.
No, that's a fake quote.
No, it's not. No.
Show me where he said that. Back in my day. That's got to be a fake quote because he teamed up with Golden State.
I don't know. Robert Buchanan doesn't. This has got to be a fake.
Ballsack Sports? You actually are going to. Well, John, they're telling you they're joking. They're calling it Ballsack Sports.
Well, Robert Buchanan, I don't know. Who is this? I don't know who.
Go ahead and read. What is this? Okay. What does this say?
I got to see if. Okay.
No, you realize you've made a terrible mistake. John, Ballsack Sports. Well, I don't even know if I can say their sports organization. It's a meme. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's 100% meme.
Okay. All right. They got me. Because if Kevin Garnett said that, holy crap.
That's the joke, though. Well, Kevin Garnett said back in my day,
Lonnie Johnson Jr. got. He retweeted it and said, he started all this.
Oh, no, see. You mean Lonnie Johnson Jr.?
Lonnie Johnson.
You mean Lonnie. Johnson, the Texans famed defensive back, a second round pick, got fooled by somebody? Got fooled by something?
By a pump fake?
He got double moved. Double moved? He got double moved by a meme on the internet.
All right, so I got caught. Yeah,
you were like a Texans corner, biting on everything.
Listen, there were a couple of other videos.
What else did Ballsack have?
He got a bunch of stuff. LeBron's got 6 to 8 more years in him, and it's a picture. yeah, Ballsack Sports got me. So there is. Did you see the parade yesterday?
I didn't watch it. I saw a couple of highlights. Well, I saw a low light. There's one particular low light that involved Matthew Stafford. Yeah. Is that what you're going to get to? That's got a pretty scary. This one's going to hurt for him, sting a little bit, I think. Well, why don't you tell people what happened?
So he's talking.
Tyler,
listen.
Can you retweet or tweet out from our ESPN account, social media account, also the video?
Well, I've got it. I mean, I can retweet it. It's right here. Too. So he's talking to Kelly and a girl right in front of him.
Kelly's his wife.
And a girl right in front of him. But there were tens of people there. I mean, he could have talked to each one of them individually, if you want to know the truth. But this girl is standing on the stage. And she's a photographer, I believe. She's got all these. Well,
she's got two cameras and an iPhone.
Yeah.
So I think she was taking a picture for Kelly Stafford, I believe.
I guess.
Potentially.
Whatever the case may be. And Matthew Stafford is there. He's got his back to her. He turns around. She falls off the stage.
She's moving backwards. The stage, so in the video, you can see the stage is approximately, John, look how big the stage is. I would say it's a good
10 feet.
No, I see somebody standing by it. I'd say it's probably closer to about 7 feet.
Okay.
By the way, blind 7 foot fall backwards.
Yes.
Blind trust fall. It's a trust fall 7 feet where there's no one there to catch you except concrete.
On the concrete.
Except concrete. So here's what happens. She's backing up to take a picture with this iPhone. This is what happens in the video. Matthew Stafford's sitting there. He's drinking a bottle of water. And his wife is putting something down, it looks like. She's got something that she's putting down. And the girl keeps backing up, and all of a sudden you see her ponytail fly up in the air as she falls backwards into the ground. Now, this is all captured on camera. You can see it. You don't see her actually fall and hit the ground. It's just kind of a shot from further away that's zoomed in. As soon as she falls to the ground, Matthew Stafford goes, "Oh my God." Turns and starts drinking water, goes, "Oh my God," and just walks back to another group of people.
Well, he told Kelly take care of it, apparently.
Well, I'm looking. I don't.
Yeah, he says something to Kelly, and she went,
"Oh my God." That's all he says is, "Oh my God." And then he turns and walks. He didn't say take care of it. Watch this. Oh my God.
And he turned later, and walked away.
And starts drinking like nothing happened. It turns out the girl has a fractured spine. She tweeted that this was her. She had x-rays. It turns out she has a fractured spine. Matthew's wife's like, oh, my gosh, are you? And Matthew's wife immediately goes
to help. To
look down 7 feet at the girl who's on the ground with a fractured spine.
And Matthew Stepper just walked away.
Immediately they start signaling
for people to come in here. Yeah, but he's got a ring, so that's fine. I mean, he only threw two interceptions in the Super Bowl.
So he's going to have to come out and have a statement, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not I don't want him saving me in a shark attack. No. I mean, dude's just going to I don't know that I want me saving me in a shark attack. It was pretty callous of him, if you want to know the truth.
It was.
He turned and just walked away.
You literally walked away. A girl just plummeted potentially to her death.
What exactly is he going to do?
Care?
Yeah, I know.
He was also pretty lit at the...
Well, he had been drinking a ton of tequila.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're drunk, I guess. You know what? That's fine.
No, that one's going to be... That's a really bad look.
That's
a really bad look. Yeah. A girl literally fell to a broken spine who was taking a picture of you. And your first instinct is turn, go, oh, hey, my God, turn and walk away?
Out. I didn't do it. I'm out.
That is your instinct, is just say, ooh, that's bad, and leave while your wife has all the concern? That's a really, really bad look. That's a look of a guy who is a huge a-hole, honestly. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. 814 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, there's another video from last night that involves resting B-face, and we will tell you.
You just heard that term, right?
No, I've heard it before. Okay. If we can, maybe you guys can send us on Twitter what resting B-face is. Resting B-face. You can do that on the other side. 815 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Take a picture of your resting B-face.
Right. What is your resting B-face? Do that on the other side.
Or do you have one? Time for me to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. If you are looking to replace those old aluminum windows that you have, you know, those single pane windows that are really, frankly, they're not very good. You need to go with my friends over at Allstate. That's Allstate Windows and Siding. That's a family run company for over 4 generations. Their name means something to them. Their reputation means something. They have windows that are built in Texas, and they're built for Texas tough weather, like rain, wind, the tremendous heat, whatever the case may be. Their windows are built to withstand it and to really thrive and help to make it energy efficient for you and your family. Keep your electric bills in check, whether it's during excessive heat or excessive cold weather, because it keeps your temperature and elements. It keeps it the way it's supposed to be. And the windows are, it's not just the way the windows are made, it's the process of install that is also second to none. I know from personal experience, their windows and siding work that they do is off the charts. 832-204-1936 is your phone number. 832-204-1936 for an appointment for your free window inspection. And you get 25% off your windows when you mention, and for a limited time, 36 months of interest-free financing. All you have to do is mention ESPN. And you've got the hookup. For the best rate, call Allstate. Don't forget, check out the website, AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 819 on ESPN 97.5. Me and Lance just swamped all week.
One of us is swamped.
We're just swamped. So as soon as this show ends, we got to go. Here, we got some stuff that we got to do. The American rock band Train is coming to Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, presented by Huntsman, for their AM Gold Tour. Now, at exactly 8:30, caller number 6 is going to win a pair of tickets to see Train with special guests Jewel, Blues Traveler, and Thunderstorm Artists on July 21st. Tickets go on sale February 25th at LiveNation.com. Train, That's fun. With Jewel, that's fun. That's just good, clean fun for the whole family.
Got the teeth
now, that's something
up.
The kids can go see. Not a Super Bowl halftime thing, okay? With twerking. there's not going to be any. I don't think there's going to be much twerking going on there. And I wanted to remind you, there's no better Greek salad in the city of Houston than at Damaris Barbecue. So if you're looking for that Greek, if you are a Greek salad fan, I love their Greek salad. Love it. It is excellent. So go to Damaris on either location on 610 at 18th Street or on Shepherd, just north of West Alabama.
Art sent that as resting B-face.
That kind of is resting B-face.
That's somebody so, who's passing out. But yeah,
apparently last night at the basket, which game was he at? Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City doesn't have a team anymore. Remember when Kansas City had the Royals? Kansas City, no. Who they had? Kansas City had a basketball team at one. What was
Kansas City Kings?
Kansas City Kings.
Kings, right.
Kansas City Kings.
Otis Stark came.
That's right. So I don't know what basketball game he was at, but they were on the big board. Patrick Mahomes and his wife, and he turns to her, and he says to her, "No more resting B-face."
I didn't see him say that. I didn't read the lips. I read her say that.
She said that.
But it looked like he said something else. Whatever happened. So they're at Baylor, Texas Tech basketball.
Oh, that was it.
And
which Texas Tech beat them again, by the way.
I know. What an amazing time for her to be alive, to spend that much time in the Lubbock area. That's got
to
be nice.
They went to Tech, so why shouldn't they?
Did she go to Tech too?
I would imagine. Yeah, so why can't they go?
They've been together that long
in the front row. Yeah,
yeah, I guess so. If they both did, they both did, that would make some more sense. Yeah. So I have no idea how he got those floor seats.
Yeah, they've been together since high school.
Okay, that explains some things. But he, at one point in this video, he has his arm around her, and then he takes his arm off, says something, then you can see the face. We're both married. We know the look. We know the face. He says something. And she turns to whoever she's next to, and she goes, "Oh," and makes a face.
There's a resting B face.
That's you.
That's me.
It's a picture of you.
That's me at the Astros game when I was on TV.
Yes.
And I just am sitting there with, I'm not happy, but I'm not sad either because the Astros were winning the baseball game.
That's a resting B face.
That's a resting B face.
You don't mean to be, like, you're not trying to.
That's not a resting B face.
No, that's not.
That's Hillary Clinton smiling. Okay.
Stop it.
That's Cal's wife. What's her name again?
Hannah.
Hannah. That's Hannah.
That's when she's
She's passed out, actually. She's exhausted from watching the Bears game in which they sucked. Okay. That's what Hannah was. That wasn't resting B face. This is kind of a resting B face. Bill O'Brien.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's really, really distraught.
Mostly it's known for people who don't, like, it's just how you look.
You don't.
And you're not that way.
You're not upset. You're just, that's your face.
And so Patrick Mahomes mostly.
Okay, under, over. Now, he can't divorce Jackson. Under, over, how long Patrick Mahomes, I hate to put this on their marriage, but.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say he'll stay with her.
You do?
Yeah. He's been with her for that long. He's not a highfalutin.
I don't know.
He's not a chachi dude. First of all, he's got the Rodgers rate. He is a sneakerhead.
Now he's also got the Rodgers example. Okay.
No, he's not a Rodgers.
Okay, there's
guy.
A resting B face. It's Dell. Dell's
now,
face.
Dell is actually the perfect example.
Yeah, resting B face.
Of resting B face. But right. No, I don't think Patrick Mahomes has been with the same girl for six years.
Yeah.
So no, I think he's in it. I think Patrick is.
You think he's in it for the long haul?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. I do. I really do. So I think so. Let's get Christine in here.
Okay.
She said she's got some Mahomes facts.
Okay. Let's get. Hey, Christine.
Hi. Hey, you guys need to get your facts straight. They are not married yet, and they did not go to the same college.
Thank you.
And they've been together since they were in high school. Okay? So
they've been together how long?
Since high school.
They've been together since high school.
Well, yeah. She spent a lot of time in Lubbock. Right.
So more than 6 years.
Okay. But they're not married yet, and they did not go to the same college.
Where did she go to college, you know?
She played soccer, but I can't remember.
She played soccer.
They're both from Tyler, Texas. And she went to a different college, but I can't remember which one it is.
Okay. Well, she's got to be, well, she must have spent a lot of time in Lubbock. She probably is a Texas Tech fan.
Where did you hear that they went to college together?
He said it, not me.
Yeah, where did you get that from? Ballsack Sports?
Maybe. But, I mean, they're going to get married. She's pregnant.
No, she didn't.
Or they already had the kid, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't they?
Yeah, whatever. Like, he's at least locked in for 18 years.
Their daughter is almost one. So, yeah, they're locked. Patrick Mahomes ain't going anywhere. John, you're over-under. You saved that game for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, listen, if they're not married yet, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Then if they're not married, what?
Then guess what?
They've got a kid together.
Yeah, they got a kid together.
They've been together for, you've heard Christine, they've been together for since high school. Well, and they didn't go to college together.
No, they didn't go to college together. He said they went to college together, but she spent a lot of time there. She's got to be a Texas Tech fan.
She went to University of Texas at Tyler.
Tyler, Texas?
She went to University of Texas at Tyler.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe she went to University of Texas at San Antonio.
Apparently they have a date set. They set the date. Set wedding date. Like, anyone, who cares? But regardless, they've been together since high school, okay? I don't know.
All I know
he can't be blind to what his brother and his wife, how they're...
Well, this is my...
How many people tweeted out or whatever...
He's not blind to it.
That how happy everyone was that Joe Burrow was able to eliminate...
Jackson Mahomes
and his brother from the postseason.
This is a very strange thing has happened. I don't know that I recall this happening. I'm sure there has been a player wife one time that maybe, I mean, Brent Grimes' wife was an absolute lunatic, but I don't remember anyone cheering for Brent Grimes to lose because of it. Pat Mahomes has gone from darling of football with the no-look passes and all the stuff that he does to people still respect Pat Mahomes. And I don't think they dislike Pat Mahomes, but there is some luster off of the Pat Mahomes name just because the general public has gone so anti-Pat Mahomes' fiance, but really Pat Mahomes' little brother.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat Mahomes' little brother is making people who are formerly Pat Mahomes fans rethink things.
Yeah, no, he's...
That's just the truth.
Yeah, no.
And he knows it.
Absolutely.
I'm reading an article here. It says 10 things you need to know about Pat and Brittany. 10 important facts.
Oh, no. How about I need to know zero of those
well,
things.
Well, this is how you know.
No, that's incorrect. I need to know none of those things.
This is how you know that this.
And people, I don't even care if they're married. Christine, thank you for the information. Don't care.
This is how, but listen to this, the writer of this article. This is how you know they're not around the sports world. Number one, they're high school sweethearts. Number two, they went to rival colleges. When Brittany Matthews graduated from high school with Patrick Mahomes, they decided they would go to college. However, they didn't go to the same college. He decided to go to Lubbock to head to Texas Tech, and she went to the University of Texas at Tyler. They weren't close together, but they found time to make things, even though they were college rivals in love.
College rivals?
Now, I do think at one point Alabama has scheduled University of Texas at Tyler.
In the 13th week.
And Clemson had 11th Citadel. Week. Clemson had the Citadel, and then University of Texas at Tyler was a schedule, you know, a paycheck.
Right.
I don't think those were college rivals. Number three said she was a famous athlete, too. Is that number three accurate?
Yep.
Well, I would say to Twitch, she played soccer in Ireland. I don't know if
she played soccer.
Or not.
Was she a famous athlete?
The word famous is there? Or she was an athlete as well? Famous?
No, she's an athlete.
She spent time playing.
I'm worried about the adjective.
It said she spent time playing professionally too.
Oh, she did in Ireland?
I guess in Ireland. So she was
the Irish Soccer League?
Maybe that's big.
Name all the Irish Soccer League players you
Easy.
Know.
Easy. Katie Houlihan, Bridget O'Brien.
O'Callaghan.
Yeah, Kelly O'Callaghan. Those are just three of the best. Obviously, it's the Mount Rushmore. And then Brittany Matthews. That's my Mount Rushmore of Irish women's soccer. If you really,
Bo Matthews?
So please don't trust me. I mean, please don't test me again on Irish professional women's soccer. I can do this all day. Callahan, Houlihan, O'Callaghan, O'Brien,
O'Shanahan.
Yeah, Shaughnessy.
Yeah, right.
Shanahan, O'Shanahan, everything's O.
All the O.
Yeah.
All the O's. 830 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780. If you've got facts about Brittany and Patrick, you're more than welcome to get in here. Right now,
no,
though.
No, we've done the call.
Okay. Right now, though, we've got Billy and Mary to talk about. Now, they're brother and sister, but they're both with Aqueduct Plumbing. Now, Billy owns the place, and Billy is Billy is such a great guy. We really, really, really like Billy. And here's the thing we like about Billy is, and we talk about this with our other clients as well, is that they're not, just, they just don't want to gouge. It's just not going to happen. I was with Charles yesterday, as a matter of fact. Last week, he told me he had a leak in his house. I said, Charles, call Aqueduct Plumbing. He said they came right out. They fixed it and limited all the damage that was happening to his walls. He couldn't have been happier with Aqueduct Plumbing. And they're going to do that for you, too. Now, Charles dropped my name when he called him. You drop our name, too. When you call them, drop our name, and they love that. So if you're looking for that plumber that's going to help you in an emergency situation, these guys are the best.
Yeah, emergency plumbers, very, very important. I had a, I'll just tell you an issue. I had an issue with the leaking air conditioner one time, and that's a, you know, you can call plumbers to help you with that job. It doesn't have to be AC people. And I called a company that I didn't know, but I just remembered their phone number. I got charged so much that it to this day infuriates me how they gouged me. And that's why you've got to have someone that you can rely on and trust to help you and do it at a fair price and give you real information and not try to take advantage of you like I was. Make sure you go to thebenchplumbing.com for any and all needs and to find out what services they offer. That's thebenchplumbing.com.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I did not remember this. In 1996, Jim McMahon played for Green Bay, got a second Super Bowl ring as Favre's backup. You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've seen it written a couple of times over the years, which reminds me, because, no, of course I don't remember that.
No. Look at this picture. He's at the White House. Bill Clinton, Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre. He's wearing his Bears jersey to the Super Bowl Green Bay celebration.
Be careful. Be careful. That may that be a Photoshop.
No. No, this is true. This is true.
I'm going to Google that one. You just saw a picture and you said it's true.
Yep. His Bears jersey.
Hold on.
Yep. That's a monster. That's awesome. You see, Michelle Tafoya's getting into politics. She quit TV, and she's going to be a politician. She's going to run for office.
She has been more political. Some people, you know, you can't have an opinion without people coming after you. But
yeah,
that doesn't super surprise me. Plus,
yeah.
You know, you never know when you're going to
get
forced
out. Well, and she
was
on with Tucker Carlson, so guess which side she's on.
Well, no, I know which side, but she's been like, she's also at a point where she could get squeezed for a younger sideline person. So
yeah,
it, you know,
well, she's also had a great career.
What does
she have to do?
No, she's done a great job. She had a great career.
Yeah, she had a great career. Did you see the video of Joe Burrow introducing himself to the, hey, Aaron, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. Hey, good. Hey, Vaughn Miller. Nice to meet you. I'm Joe. Yeah, and he saw Eric Weddle and said, man, I've been watching you since I was a kid.
He did?
Yeah. He's just been...
Another one of those young Rams.
Well, I mean, he learned from Brady.
Whitworth and Weddle.
Every time the Patriots would bring somebody into the building, Brady would go up to him. Hey, how are you? I'm Tom. Nice to meet you.
That's how they're
like, yeah, we know who you are. Just stop, okay? But, and guess what? Everybody knows who Joe is, too. But that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. 713-780-3776.
So, by the way, you are right. Jim McMahon reveals in 2020, he had a tweet that revealed why he wore these. I want to explain these pictures that have been shared lately from my trip to the White House when I was with the Packers and wore my Bears jersey. In 86, our trip was canceled due to the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
Oh.
I cleared it with my teammates at the time. So that was him basically reliving his...
He was the only one that got to go.
His Bears
the White only one House. Of the Bears, yeah.
Yeah, his Bears White House.
Wow, that's wild.
He cleared it with his teammates, so that's why he did
it. All right, let's talk a little bit.
By the way, they're monster rivals, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's our
That's hey. Like if you were, if the Texans win and they wore, if somebody wore, and DJ Chark signs here, and DJ Chark wears a Jacksonville Jaguar, ooh, one of our really arch enemies.
Is that the same?
Similar. And you wore a Jaguars jersey? Like, can you imagine the anger this city would have if DJ Chark, whenever Davis Mills leads this team to a Super Bowl, can you imagine how mad they're going to be if Chark wears free agent DJ Chark, who's going to sign here? Where's his Jacksonville stuff?
Oh, no, everybody will be up in arms. No, there'll be a riot. Did you see the free agent list of quarterbacks this year?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
What do you think?
Well, here they are.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Free agent quarterbacks 2022. Because the Colts are in the market. And that's a division rival. Okay, that's probably, if somebody wore a Colts jersey to the Texans White House celebration, then I'd be pissed.
Do you remember when David Carr jumped up put the ball over the goal line on that big fourth down play against Jacksonville instead of kicking a field goal? They went for it.
Yeah.
That was a huge win.
Do you remember when the Texans went to Indianapolis and won a game in their first 15 years of existence?
No.
Oh, that's right. So, free agent quarterbacks 2022. Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Jacoby Brissett, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, and Mitch Trubisky. Rank them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's
the
list.
This is a factory washout. Okay, let's go through first. Name them all, and I'm going to tell you round
Bridgewater.
They were drafted. One. I'm going to tell you the round they were drafted.
Bridgewater.
One.
Dalton.
One. No.
No.
Two.
Yeah. Newton. One. One overall. One.
Yeah.
Brissett.
He was... Two or three. I think Jacoby Brissett was a three.
Might be two. Fitzpatrick.
Undrafted.
Tyrod Taylor.
Seventh, I think.
Jameis Winston. 1-1.
1-1.
Marcus Mariota. 1-2.
1-2.
Mitch Trubisky.
1-2.
Yeah.
It's a lot of quarterback busting there. Not Cam. Cam wasn't
okay,
a bust.
What order do you want them?
Can I work from the bottom?
Here, turn this one up. Can you hear me okay now? Okay. Yeah. Let me work from the bottom. I will go Mitch Trubisky last.
You want Mitch Trubisky last? Really?
Yeah. Mitch Trubisky last. Tyrod Taylor next to last.
Ooh.
I'll take Cam next to last.
Up the ladder. Then Dalton, I think.
Dad, Andy Dalton next to last. Then I would go Ryan Fitzpatrick because he's older. Honestly, I could get some wins with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I'd probably go Brissett next. Bridgewater. No, Fitzpatrick, then Bridgewater. I guess Bridgewater first?
Bridgewater first? Mariota?
No, okay. Mariota, he was injured. No, Mariota's like, he got hurt this year. I'd put him about the middle of the pack. He can't throw.
I'd literally put Cam Newton last.
Oh yeah, that's fine
too.
You're right, because Cam
he can't throw. I mean,
and Cam is going to be a topic every day on ESPN about how this is Cam's year now, and I can't have that.
Yeah, I would.
Now you're saying if I'm the Colts or if I'm the Texans?
I'm any team. What team?
Okay, any team.
Yeah.
Honestly, any team that's actually decent and has a chance to win? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I would say Bridgewater.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you want to just give me any team, I'd probably say Bridgewater.
Yeah. I would take Bridgewater out of all those guys.
And Jameis.
But I would put Mitch Trubisky way higher on my list. Mitch Trubisky He actually showed some stuff every once in a while.
When?
And he can still, he's actually young and he can still throw the ball. I would probably go Bridgewater, Brissett. I would go Bridgewater, Brissett. There's 1-2 and then Trubisky 3.
Ahead of the guy who got hurt, who was the starter and watched him?
Now, QB's requiring a trade. Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, if you're going to get these guys, you got to trade for them. And, by the way, the compensation, what it's going to be. You got to trade for Aaron Rodgers. You got to trade for Russell Wilson.
Okay, you know what? I actually apologize here. This shows you that the slander. Now, Mitchell Trubisky was not a good quarterback, but he was not as terrible as the narrative would lead you to believe.
He got him to the playoffs.
No, it's weird because Mitchell Trubisky is viewed as. Tyler, what do you think Mitchell Trubisky. We think Mitchell Trubisky. What do you think of Mitchell Trubisky's wins and losses and then touchdown to interceptions? He was a starter for the better part of 4 years. You know, he missed some time in some of those.
Well, look at his last year. He got him he almost beat the Saints in New Orleans in the playoffs.
He started 107 games. What do you think his record is?
Probably close to Jeff Fisher's range.
500.
Yeah. 57 and 50.
Yeah.
Way better than you would have thought.
Yeah, right.
The narrative on him is that he's a complete and total bum.
They had a good defense.
The complete and total bum. Okay.
When they picked up Khalil Mack, they had a good defense.
Yeah, you're right. But touchdown. Now, listen, he had 2 years when he was over 3,000 yards passing. What was his touchdown to interception numbers?
Probably about close to maybe higher, maybe 10 or 12 higher than.
How many touchdowns in 107 games? That's not a high number.
I'm going to say he was, again, 57 and 50.
64 touchdowns, 38 interceptions.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's actually way better than I thought. Mm. My narrative that has built on him subconsciously is terrible because you know that he's in the same draft with Deshaun and Pat Mahomes. That immediately hurts him. But then so you already know that going in, he's in the same draft with Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, and he was the first pick. That hurts him right off the bat. Then you had a team, San Francisco, that conned Chicago into trading up one pick to get him. Wow, what a bunch of dummies. You kind of put that on him subconsciously. The reality is Mitch Trubisky was a below-average game manager, which makes him a good backup to low-end stars.
Well, the expectations were too high for him because of the Bears and what they did to him. But 64 and 38, whatever that was, and he was a winning quarterback. Yeah, I told you immediately. Mitch Trubisky is better than you think he is. Well, let's take a break. 8:45. Now, quarterbacks requiring a trade on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And for those of you on Twitch, you can see my chest ink shirt I'm wearing today. I'm repping, okay? I'm dripping, okay? Chest ink Ford today, okay? That's my drip. And I'm going to tell you this. Love those people. You'll love those people. You'll love the experience. You'll love the vehicle that you get. I just saw, they just tweeted out yesterday, the Lightning Ford F-150 that's coming out. People, this is awesome. Get on the list, and you can get on the list at ChastainFord.com. It is an unbelievable. Listen, you get whatever Ford car truck that you want, and you get it at the best price you can get it at. You don't get any markup, which other dealerships are doing. You don't get any add-ons, which other dealerships are doing. You get it as quickly as they possibly can, but you get it at the price that you have to have it at, okay? So they might have to tell, okay, my monthly has got to be at this price. Well, it's going to be difficult to get all of that stuff that you want in here. Here, get the vehicle at the price and get the vehicle that you want. It's going to be perfect for you. Customize it the way that you want. And they'll work with you, and they'll work that deal as hard as they possibly can. All you got to do is get there at ChastainFord.com or go to the dealership. And that's the way I would do it. I like to be there. I like to talk to them. I like to be in the middle of it. That's how I did mine, and that's how I'm going to do my future ones. All at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:51 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. By the way, Sean McVay, his fiance, put out an Instagram of him sitting on the couch with a glass of wine, and she says, and no, he is not, in capital letters, retiring. He's going to. So, he said he and Aaron Donald both said they're going to run it back.
So I read an article yesterday. You know how it kind of came out of nowhere? Apparently, it's directly tied to money.
Well, yeah. When
the whole thing has been contracted.
Listen, he's making $8.5 million a year. Tony Romo makes $18 million a year.
Aaron Donald supposedly wants 20% higher than the highest paid. TJ Watt, whatever you gave 20, I don't want to be a higher paid player than TJ Watt. I want to be 20% higher than TJ Watt. Yeah.
And deservedly so. Yeah. I mean, so
it was about money.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm not sure how they're going to afford that team.
No. No, it's going to be difficult. Now, they're going to have a lot of free agents. Did you see what Les Snead wore to the parade?
Mm-hmm. Bleep those picks.
F those picks. Mm-hmm. F them picks. Because there was a meme of Les Snead standing there and somebody put on there, F those picks. He wore the T-shirt, but it said the word. It didn't say F. It said the word, them picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's I like that.
Les has got a little
Les
style.
No. But you I'm not sure the league loved that.
They're not going to love it.
No, but okay, so name these quarterbacks in the order that you want them if you are an NFL team. Aaron Rodgers, you got to trade for him. What do you got to give up? And he's got 1 year, 46. Now listen, you got to have cap space for $46 million to acquire Aaron Rodgers. Just in. Russell Wilson, he's got 2 years, $77 million, more affordable. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 year, $26 million. Kirk Cousins, 1 year, $45 million. Ugh. Derek Carr, 1 year, $20 million. That's a little bit.
Well, because Derek, you could see potentially hitching your wagon to Derek too. But I'll just be honest. I feel like you're setting yourself up for misery because Derek's going to be making in the 30s, and you're going to be, and you have Derek Carr now. There's nothing wrong with Derek Carr, but is Derek Carr the dude?
I don't
know. You're going to be wanting more than you'll be grass is greener.
We've seen
with a
worse
quarterbacks
than Derek Carr win.
No,
baby.
But we've seen
their defense
better quarterbacks.
Was awful, Lance. And he got them to the playoffs. Their defense was awful.
The playoffs is not the market that I would shoot for. I want to know.
But their
I have
defense
a quarterback?
Was awful.
I just don't think how many playoffs has Derek Carr been in?
This was his first, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just
and they lost, but. They gave it a good run.
Derek Carr is the type of guy who puts me in purgatory.
Matt Ryan, 2 years, $51 million.
Total?
Total. Mm. That's what's left on his deal. Mm. What order do you want those guys?
Well, you have to tell me who I am. Because if I'm the Indianapolis Colts or the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm probably looking at Matt Ryan.
Right. Okay, you're the Denver Broncos.
If I'm the Denver Broncos, I am... Well, Derek Carr wouldn't go in the division, I don't think. I don't think they would trade him in the division. So,
how about?
Well, okay, so if I'm shooting for the stars, I mean, the Indianapolis Colts they're not going to be able to find a deal to pull Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will retire before he goes to Indy. That's my prediction. He wouldn't want to go to a small market team, freezing cold. He's for what? He's already done that.
Well, he's but he's gonna, playing inside. It's different.
He wants. This is why all the odds are. Here are the odds.
Yeah, but guess what? He's got a running game. He's got some receivers. He's got a defense.
If it's all about football,
listen,
that's
fine. Aaron Rodgers could put the Colts over the top.
Okay, let me find the Colts on here. Here are the teams that Aaron Rodgers. No, Aaron. Well, you just made a bold statement. Aaron Rodgers could put the Colts over the top.
According to Mark Schlereth, Aaron Rodgers can't put Denver over the top.
No, the Colts have the roster. Yeah. They got the running game. They got the defense. Yeah. Here's where Aaron.
Well, then why wouldn't he want to go there?
Here are the odds because I don't think he wants to live there.
Well, I don't know where he wants to live. I have no idea.
I think he wants to live in the West Coast. Well. He lives there in the offseason. Aaron Rodgers spent his entire career since 2005 in Green Bay. Here are the teams who are the favorites for Aaron Rodgers right now, according to the odds: 49ers at 3-1, Broncos 3.5-1, Bucks 4-1. Warm weather client. Well, not Denver. But Denver's also not crazy freezing like everyone likes to act. And I could say, and then Steelers would be fourth, Colts fifth, Saints sixth, Dolphins seventh.
Where are the Packers on that list?
Raiders were eighth. This was if it's not the Packers. Okay. The Packers are the favorite. But the Colts don't even have a first rounder this year to give up. I don't see how they could get a deal done unless they're willing to trade Darius Leonard.
Yeah. No,
they and they're not gonna and they're not gonna do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think he's realistic. I think Russell Wilson probably isn't realistic. So realistic for the Colts would be Matt Ryan or Garoppolo. And I don't love either one of those options. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers,
which one would you rather have?
Now, if I'm the Steelers and I want to win for a long time, I might look at Derek Carr. And here's why. Derek Carr might be able to game manage over there. Now, maybe Derek Carr could game manage over with the Colts, too.
Well, he might be able to game manage with McDaniels. I mean,
you mean sit tight?
Yeah.
Well, we're playing a trade game, though.
Oh, okay. Well, if I'm the Raiders, are you sure? I'm not sure I want to trade him.
I wouldn't touch Kirk Cousins.
Wait a minute. If McDaniels goes in there and he gets rid of Derek Carr, now what does he have?
Actually, Kirk Cousins to the Colts.
This year you're going to get rid of Derek Carr? Why? For who? For what?
Well, you're making me play the trade game.
Well, right. But
Well,
this is if they were to be traded, but I'm not if I'm the Raiders, first of all, Matt Ryan, okay. If I'm the Atlanta, yeah, okay.
Well, you know why
Kirk Cousins, I'll definitely
trade. But you know why you trade?
Garoppolo, I'll trade.
How many years does Derek have left?
Derek has 1 year.
That's why you trade. Because you don't want to get involved in the $30 million Derek Carr. Listen, at some point, teams have to start just saying, these are the guys that we win because of. Derek Carr's not in that group. Win because the quarterbacks are a small group. They're the ones who should be paid $30 million plus. You end up with Kirk Cousins, who's not a win because of quarterback. You end up paying $45 million this year for Kirk Cousins.
No, I ain't doing that. I think Kirk Cousins is last on the list, as far as I'm concerned.
But that's because, you mean the guy with 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions?
Yeah, he's the last on the list.
Why?
Because he doesn't win. He doesn't win.
But Kirk Cousins is a guy who is going to.
What
about his defense?
He's never won. He's never won anywhere.
Well, you're giving Derek Carr a break. Kirk Cousins didn't have any pass rush yet. Hunter was out.
Everson Griffin got arrested
for mental issues. And then you have a cornerback who went to prison, Jeff Gladney.
And he still got
into the playoffs. Who was a first-round pick. That's Kirk Cousins I'm doing.
Oh, no. Derek Carr. He lost his coach. He lost his wide receiver because he killed somebody.
Cousins lost, but Thielen was out for much of the year, or for a chunk of the year. You lost – Dalvin Cook was hurt. You lost both pass rushers. And your first-round cornerback was arrested and is going to go to prison.
You didn't win crap.
You have no, and you had a worse. I think you had a worse defense than the Raiders. Actually,
I don't know. The Raiders had the worst defense in like 40 years. Red zone defense in like 30 or 40 years. It was the worst. Anyway, if I'm going to trade for somebody, obviously you better know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be going to do a long-term deal, and he's 39. He's 39.
Aaron Rodgers, to me, I'd do 3 years with him if I'm the Steelers. I'd be happy with it. If I'm the Colts, I'd gladly take on your deal this year and give you just two more, and that's it.
Well, if
you don't want a long-term deal.
I want five?
3 years long-term for Frank Reich.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers says I want five.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that too, but I don't think he would. I would assume he's going to retire before then.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't know. 859.
He's 38 years old. He certainly plays at a really, really high level, but he is 38 years old also.
All right, 1 hour left on this. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Our Rockets last night showed up, and we can get back to them. Anybody wants to talk about them, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. All right, now, though, what about a little jab?
Side jab. Company who can give you... Well, here's the thing. Let me pull this up for you. So on SiteJab's website, on the upper right-hand corner, it says, Let's Meet. You click that, and that's basically to set up a free consultation with SiteJab. And they can go through your brand, a website that you may have. They'll go through what your company is, who you are. See, your website now is very, very important because it is your own personal interactive billboard. But it's really more than a billboard. It's an interactive commercial for you. And that commercial should have video on it. It should have a logo that matters. It should have social media engagement that brings people into the site. There's so much that goes into a website now. It's so much more than just a menu or a placeholder of services. It's much more. And that's what SiteJab does for you is they create an interactive commercial for who you are and what you are. And that's they get eyes on your site. They keep eyes engaged with your site. And then they're able to help convert those eyeballs to leads based on what you do. Not just what they do, but what you offer and how good you are. So make sure that you meet up with SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com, and they can help you build a winning formula for success through your website, sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save